man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. You're tuned in.
Because you can't starve us out.
The Trump phenomenon. Here we are on June 22nd, 2017. I'm James Kelso. The show is live for the next hour. George is with us from Maryland. Thanks, George.
Good to be here, James.
And we will cover the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. Boy, another great 24 hours, and we welcome your participation. You can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The reverberations are still shaking from the Donald Trump address in Cedar Rapids to a huge crowd of roaring patriots, and we're hoping that Donald Trump will stage as many of these direct to the public events as possible, do as much tweeting as possible, connecting himself, as Pat Buchanan advised in a recent column, in a guerrilla war directly to patriotic America. Doing a media bypass around the Wolf Blitzers and the Anderson Coopers of the world and the Rachel Maddows. Sean Hannity had a great piece on Rachel Maddow last night. We might listen to a little bit of that. And speaking of great pieces, my go-to website for news, which is Breitbart, has a terrific piece that contains a lot of lessons for us in the Trump phenomenon. Support network, and this is a column. Well, let me see. What does this illustrate? The column I'm referring to is by Neil Monroe, M-U-N-R-O, and might be a cousin. I'm a Monroe from the Moray Coast of Scotland. Don't know what Neil Monroe's Scottish roots are, but that's a very Scottish name. He has been covering the immigration actions of the Trump presidency beautifully. And what he illustrates is this. Breitbart has a budget. Breitbart has a staff. Breitbart has offices in different cities. They've got media going out, video, audio. And they've got reporters at Trump press conferences. And they are giving us what we've always needed, which is true news. And here's the latest article from Neil Monroe. Has this title: Federal OPT Program Rewards Companies for Hiring 330,000 Foreign College Grads in 2016. And that sounds a little bit involved, a little complicated, but kind of boiling that down, what Neil Monroe is covering is the Obama immigration invasion scam, and how Obama has been bringing in, and his cohort, have bringing in millions of non-Europeans and non-Americans to take away our jobs, to flood our nation in an immigration invasion. Monroe has been covering this, and he's digging in depth, and he's thereby combating what Steve Bannon called the administrative state. Steve Bannon, who was the editor of Breitbart, said that the mission, his mission, and Donald Trump's mission is to deconstruct the administrative state. Well, this requires assiduous work. It requires somebody like Neil Monroe digging in day after day and staying with the story, because the way the administrative state works, that George Orwell described in 1984, and we'll talk about the play 1984, which is going on Broadway right now, the administrative state undermines your world in very surreptitious ways, very hard to detect. It has to be ferreted out. They don't blazon forth. They don't tell you what they're doing. They just do it and ruin your world. Well, here's an example. How many people in this audience have ever heard of OPT? I will bet, this is a large audience, I will bet there aren't six people who have heard of OPT. I'm just guessing, but very few. Have you ever heard of it, George?
Unfamiliar.
Okay, what is OPT? I had not heard of it until I read Neil Monroe's article last night. And he did what he did for me, what we're going to do for you, what he's doing for all of us. He's educating us so that Donald Trump can turn the blowtorch of truth and the blowtorch of his power on this corrupt Obama scam, which has been wrecking your jobs and your country. OPT stands for Optional Practical Training. What the hell does that mean? Optical Practical Training. Typical administrative state double speak. A new language, as George Orwell described. The federal government, he writes, quietly helped and rewarded companies and universities which hired roughly 330,000 cheap foreign graduates in 2016 instead of hiring American graduates, many of whom are deep in debt. The little-known optional practical training program has grown from 91,000 new foreign job seekers in 2009 to 330,000 in 2016. According to data provided by the Department of Homeland Security, and Neil Monroe is digging it out, there is no cap on the optional practical training OPT program, which quietly and semi-automatically gives work permits lasting up to 3 years when requested by foreign students who graduate from U.S. universities and colleges. Companies are not required to even interview Americans before they hire OPT foreign graduates. And these companies get tax breaks for hiring foreigners over Americans. Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies, says the government is enticing employers to hire foreigners instead of Americans. It is ridiculous. Now, let me cut right to the chase. You know what we're going to do with this show and others like us? We're going to get this message to Donald Trump. He hasn't heard of it either, I guarantee you. And we'll get this message to Donald Trump, and with one stroke of his pen, this garbage is going to end. Donald Trump will write an executive order saying, optional practical training is hereby, as with the authority invested in me as President of the United States, over. And all assistance or aid or cooperation with anything having anything to do with optional practical training shall be terminated by anybody in the executive branch in any department, or you will get a spanking and you'll be fired. That's what's going to happen, folks. And in that, with one stroke of his pen, Donald Trump is going to save every year 330,000 American jobs, good jobs, STEM jobs. What is that acronym now? STEM. It's technology jobs, high-tech jobs, engineering jobs. 330,000 of them. What? With one stroke of the pen. And there's no cap on the program. The Obamaites, the Clintonites, for them, the sky was the limit. This thing has grown fourfold since 2009. quietly done through the back door. And the let me read a little bit more here. There's great. It's a long article. I wish I could read more of it than I can. The annual inflow of new foreign OPT, remember, optional practical training. How in the world can you remember that? And by the way, that's how bureaucracies is designed. It's designed so that you can't remember it. Because if you can't name it or remember it, you can't fight it. This flow of OPT workers is now three times larger than the annual inflow of 110,000 H-1B white-collar contract workers. Now, so we've heard of H-1B, and we know how bad that is, and we're dead set on fighting it. This thing is three times larger. However, the H-1B program offers, well, let me skip here a little bit. Skip. I'm going to skip down. American college graduates are threatened by OPT, partly because the program allows foreign students to take any job, but also because the government grants three-year work permits to students who take science, technology, engineering, and math jobs, STEM jobs. Those are the good ones that we want our kids to get. Now, get this. These companies that hire OPT graduates, they don't pay Medicare taxes. They don't pay Social Security taxes. They can offer lower wages. And the article mentions this. The key is this. The American employers offering these jobs to foreign college graduates of American universities from outside America, foreigners, invaders, they are offering them as a perk American citizenship. Because when they get that three-year visa, bingo, that's their foot in the door. They get that job, then they get that marriage going, then they get those kids born in America going, and now they're on the road to American citizenship. So what's American citizenship for the one graduate and his wife and their six children? What's it worth? What's American citizenship worth for eight aliens? That's worth a lot. Many millions, folks. You can't, as an American graduate of college, you can't compete with that. You can't compete with that. So you're not going to be hired.
Hey, Jimmy, I share your anger. We won't say it on the air. This makes me angry. And this is we had eight solid years of the Obamatrons. This is all they did all day.
Right. Here's more from Neil Monroe. Most universities and colleges hide any data about the OPT program from their American students, their tuition-paying parents, and the voting public. Oh, thank you. Donald Trump, let's take American universities to the woodshed. I'm going to skip down here more. These employers, of course, they're lobbying Congress to keep the OPT going. Because if they, for instance, if they don't have to pay Social Security or Medicare taxes on a new employee, they just saved, that's just a 23% discount on that person's wages right there. On a $100,000 job, that's $23,000 right there. They can pay the guy less than that because he's getting American citizenship for his whole extended family and all of their extended families.
Well, it sounds fairly treasonous to me, James.
Now, listen to this. More corruption. Why do universities love OPT? These corrupt people that need to be taken to the woodshed. Universities strongly favor the OPT program because it allows them to effectively sell government-supplied, no-cost work permits to the foreign students who pay higher than normal tuition fees. A lot higher. So if you're a college, I saw this at one of the colleges I went to. The foreign students were paying god-awful high tuitions, and the college loved it. Now I see how they were running the scam, why they were paying so much. Let's see here. Let me skip a little bit more. Universities market themselves to foreign customers as way stations to citizenship. And the... goes on, is very, very corrupt. Let me skip down. Progressives strongly favor the OPT program. Oh boy, some of this stuff, I wish I could read it. Interestingly, House Speaker Paul Ryan backs programs that allow low-tech business to import cheap foreign workers instead of hiring U.S. workers. So, Paul Ryan, you're on the bad list.
He was never on the good list, Joanne.
President Barack Obama, sounding just like Paul Ryan, declared in 2014 that Americans do not have the right to favor their own fellow citizens over foreigners. I don't even want to read you what Barack said.
Okay. Thanks, Barry.
Skip down here a little bit more. Most of these foreign contract workers are white-collar professionals. So these are not people picking tomatoes. And the as if that would matter, either I don't favor either, but they're taking really good jobs. And so we need to bring this to Donald Trump's attention, bring it to the Homeland Security attention, and end it with an executive order. So let's predict that. An executive order is coming from the pen of Donald Trump ending optional practical training, OPT. This is no small change. This is 330,000 great jobs every year. Imagine what a difference it's going to make, folks, to your friends, family, the kids of your friends and family, when they graduate, if there are 330,000 more great jobs for the first time available to them. That's a lot of jobs. That's a lot of people started off well in life and a great deal of prosperity and making America great again. So Neil Monroe, you can look him up on Breitbart. He's got column after column after column. He is on this story, and that's what we've lacked, George. Somebody who's being paid a salary to focus in on something, to cover it day in and day out, and put it out on a mass basis, as he's able to do, as Neil Monroe is able to do on Breitbart. And
Hats off to Neil Monroe and to you, James. Excellent discussion of this new acronym of favoring the entire bloody world over an American worker.
Yes, and folks, this is multiply this times 100 and more. That's what when Steve Bannon of Breitbart, when he said, we're deconstructing the administrative state, which other people call the deep state. This is how it works. It works by deception. It doesn't tell you what it's doing, and it's going to stick the knife in your back, or that's not a very good comparison. It's going to kill you silently. You're not going to be aware that this, 330,000 jobs a year going away for college graduates.
James, that's shocking. What were Barry Sotora's exact words again? We're not allowed to favor us over our own people or some BS?
Yeah. And it was worse than that. My goodness. It's so bad. I'm not even going to read you some of this.
He's not going to. I brought it up because, in so many words, he said, we're going to favor the, Donald Trump ran that, I'm not president of the world, I'm the president of the United States. Barry Sotora says, I favor foreigners over Americans. Forgive me, James, but this is the same nonsense I was reading in Henry Hazlitt's book, Economics in One Lesson. Yes. And his big thing, I'm a libertarian, and that means we are not allowed to favor Americans over foreigners.
Yes.
And when do we convene the firing squad?
Yeah, we'll be right back, folks. Take this chance to call in right after the break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon. We've got a caller, Alan, in Chicago. Alan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, gentlemen. Just wanted to comment. It was great to see Trump back on there, doing it again, letting us know what's going on direct from him. And I agree with you, James. The women and the people look fabulous in the audience. But I also wanted to comment on what you're just talking about now, but I want to add another point to that. Add in all the free in-state tuition for illegals, and you can really start to see how the financing starts to add up, especially in Illinois. We're dead broke over here, and there's no money left. And so you got students that are working, and their families are paying the tuitions, and they're going to be saddled with the debt for the rest of their life because student loans can't be written off in bankruptcy. And the illegal students get free education, come out, and they get jobs.
Yes. It is an unbelievable, you know, and Donald Trump has said in these all these great appearances he's made, we're not going to be the stupid people anymore. This is stupid. So Donald Trump, Alan, he's probably, had you heard of OPT before, Alan?
Yes, I have. I have a friend of mine that works for a big corporation, and he tells me all the time that it's engineering, and he's always getting students from China and India over, and they are laying off the regular workers, and they're bringing these people in on certain projects. They come in, they do high-tech projects, they get the ball rolling on you know, on the CAD cams or whatever they need, and then from there, the other engineers maybe can figure out what to do, but that's what they're doing a lot, and they get it free because they sponsor these people. That's the thing. The corporations have to sponsor these people. So the corporation gets a tax break. They get practically free labor. They get a lot of, you know, if you're starting from scratch on a project, say you're building a motor, you have somebody from India or China come over and they can get the ball rolling, you know, get it down on paper, then you're going from there. And then the guy goes back home or they sponsor him for a little more. It's disgusting.
Well, and also, you know, what they're doing, Alan, is they're using this as their a foot in the door. They may leave the project, but they've now got their three-year visa. They've now got all kinds of permissions that are leveraged. You know, this is they leverage this stuff into American citizenship, and they've got legal residency. So they're in, and they know it. And what is the value of that? It's astronomical what the value of American citizenship is. And these corporations, in effect, are giving away. And these universities, they're basically selling American citizenship at no cost to themselves, but at a huge cost to you and me.
James, just one quick other thing. On another level, they're doing the same thing where they actually, Obama had a program where if you could come in, and I think it was $100,000 or $200,000, you could buy in to a business project, or you could get a franchise, and the government would also give you the financing. And they would also give you a citizenship with that. Now, can you imagine people coming in from India with a little bit of money? Can you imagine here, you live here all your life trying to save your money to start a business. These people come over, and they get all these government almost 0% interest loans plus citizenship. How can you keep up with that, James?
Yes, and it's an alphabet soup of different programs. I think the one you described is H5. I'm not sure myself. I read a story on it here over this station, this network. And yes, one of the programs involved getting green cards for certain amounts of money. If you made an investment, you weren't donating money. If you bought, let's say, a condo in you know, New Jersey for $500,000, you get a green card thrown in with it, which turns into citizenship.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll be right back, folks.
Bye bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
Appreciate that phone call from Alan. And let's go over some of the just the continuing flood of good news in Donald Trump's tweets over the last 24 hours. Something I didn't get to cover last night that was brand new was Donald Trump's meeting with the president of Ukraine, President Petro. Let me find it here. Well, I'll find it for you. His meeting with president of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko. And President Poroshenko had very nice things to say about President Trump. And the theme for both men in their comments was peace. Donald Trump is the peace president. Let me go forward here to some of his tweets, and let's get into the last 24 hours. I love this one, speaking of peace and the effort to create this phony Russiagate. 12 hours ago, Donald Trump tweeted, "By the way, if Russia was working so hard on the 2016 election, it all took place during the Obama administration. Why didn't they stop them?" Oh, my, and that's an interesting comment. It's kind of common sense, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Pay no attention, yeah. It takes a guy like Donald Trump. I didn't think of that. I think of myself as being a smart guy. That never occurred to me. Hey, if Russiagate occurred, it was on Obama's watch. Well, Donald Trump gets it. Then he says, about the great event in Iowa. He says, great night. 14 hours ago, he tweeted, great night in Iowa. Special people. Thank you. Then he says, his next tweet, why did the Democratic National Committee turn down the Department of Homeland Security offer to protect against hacks long prior to the election? It's all a big Democratic hoax. Next tweet, 11 hours ago, why did the DNC refuse to turn over its server to the FBI and still hasn't? It's all a big Democratic scam and excuse for losing the election. His next tweet, I certainly hope the Democrats do not force Nancy Pelosi out. That would be very bad for the Republican Party. And please, let Crying Chuck stay.
Well, this is interesting stuff that, you know, 4th of July weekend coming up, and suddenly the senior leaders of the Democratic Party may not be so comfortable. So they want to run Nancy out. That's interesting.
Then Donald Trump has a tweet here. He has a picture of ICE busting MS-13 gang members in New York. And in the Cedar Rapids speech, he said, we're getting thousands of these MSC. And he called them animals. I'll get that quote there. But he called them animals. We're getting them out of the United States. And he said, and the people getting them out, he said, are a lot tougher than these gang members. So he said they run into the wrong people. Apparently the people that arrest and bust these gang members are tough. Next tweet, just 3 hours ago. Oh, 4 hours ago, as promised. Our campaign against the MS-13 gang continues. And then he gives a tweet to an article. So Donald Trump is running his own personal news service here. Too bad he has to do it. Too bad, you know, the lamestream legacy media isn't doing this job. So Donald Trump has to step in single-handedly. 3 hours ago, he tweets, Mexico was just ranked the second deadliest country in the world after only Syria. Drug trade is largely the cause. We will build the wall. Lovely. I like that. And then he says,
I like it too.
He's got a link to his rally in Cedar Rapids. He's got a two-minute clip there. Let me just play. I'll just play the opening of this rally in Cedar Rapids, which we didn't hear yesterday. Here it is. I think I can get it.
By the way, this is a big place. This place is... And you know, I used to say it during the campaign. I'm sure it hasn't changed. But we're not even campaigning. And look at this crowd. So, you know, it's easier during a campaign. The place is packed with thousands of people trying to get in. Look at the size of this place. They'll never show the crowd.
Pointing at the media.
They'll never show the crowd. They'll never show the crowd. That's the only good thing about the protesters, which we don't have very much of. I mean, this guy was blowing a whistle, you know. He's a Bernie Sanders guy. But we don't have any. But when we do have one, the only good thing is the cameras have to go, and they have to go sometimes up into the little corners, way up in that arena. Every seat is packed. Look at that. Every seat. Every corner is packed to this big, big arena. So it's an honor. Wouldn't it be great if they showed? You know, it's funny. I'd go home and my wife would say, Melania, who, by the way, has become very popular. folks are liking her. They're liking her. But she'd say, I never saw the crowd, but it sounded like a lot of people. You know, you can tell. You can't imitate the sound of this many people. This is not like 500 people at that. This is big stuff. You can't imitate that.
I'll pause that. Oh, here he is.
Of Iowa and Pennsylvania.
Oh, I love this. I'll just play this just for a second.
I was elected to serve the citizens of Iowa and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin and Florida and all 50 states.
And not India or China or Syria or Somalia.
This is a pretty freaking fundamental here, James, that Mr. Obama was serving the citizens of India and China and Vietnam and XYZ. Why is that not treason?
Yeah. And by the way, thank you, George, for George just sent me a message that Steve Scalise has been, his condition has been upgraded to fair. And that is great. And I don't know if he's spoken yet. Has he made a statement yet on camera that you know of?
No, I don't think he's been on camera. He's sending tweets. There was something about that they think he might actually be able to stand up sometime next week.
Beautiful.
But it's wonderful for him to survive. And, you know, Lou Dobbs a couple weeks ago called the Russiagate and all this other nonsense that it really was a crisis. And he probably was right. But that one event, that cowardly piece of you-know-what, who was an ordinary liberal, gunning down, you know, opponents he didn't like in the political world, that really, that finished it. Russiagate is over. Donald Trump may never have to use that political capital, but he's got it. I mean, here's the guy, you tried to gun down the best patriot, you know, politicians in the country, and he survived. That filled me with so much anger and disgust, it beyond what was ever going on the campaign.
Yeah, and Donald Trump's most recent tweet just 2 hours ago is we're all thinking of you, Steve Scalise. It's a picture of Donald Trump standing next to Steve Scalise at an earlier address by Steve Scalise of Louisiana. So that'll be, I hope that comes in soon, that we get to cover that on this show, is the return of Steve Scalise to the airwaves and to being able to be, you know, address America. And of course, he will have the complete attention of all of America. So that will be a wonderful moment. Let's see here if we've got some open lines. So if you want to call in at 800-313-9443, now's your chance. You can do that. I mentioned that the OPT, and I was amazed at Alan. Alan is really a well-informed patriot.
OPT
knows
stinks.
Let me try to think of optional practical training. I have to repeat it about every half hour. I'm going to forget it. Optional practical training. You know, that kind of tricky language that escapes your notice. George Orwell predicted this. He prophesied this. His actual name was Eric Arthur Blair, his birth name. He's a 12th cousin of mine as a Blair. I'm a Blair. And but here's an interesting thing. The audience at the opening night on Broadway today of a new stage adaptation of George Orwell's dystopian fantasy, 1984, will include a special guest, the author's son, Richard Blair, that he would be my 13th cousin, whose father finished the book in 1949 when he was a young boy, when he, Richard Blair, was a young boy, was in New York, Richard was in New York on Thursday, today, to cheer on the cast amidst a huge jump in interest this is so amazing. This is so typical. I was mentioning to Paul last night that the grammar in the legacy news writing is getting so bad. Something bad is happening in their back rooms. They are not able to hire. Well, maybe they're hiring a lot of these foreign graduates, George, who don't speak English very well. Because I'm having to edit as I read this. I'm not stumbling in my language. I'm having to edit it so you are not listening to grammatical errors. I'll just read it the way it's written here. Was in New York on Thursday to cheer on the cast amid a huge jump in interest of his father's nightmarish vision of the future. It, not interest in, but interest of. They cannot even get the preposition correct. My five-year-old son can do better than that. That's what's happening to the lamestream legacy media. His novel, but I'll continue on editing as I go, his novel 1984 was his take on what could possibly happen, not necessarily will happen, but as it turned out, it was really quite prescient, said Blair. Crikey, it's still as fresh today as it was then. Well, his son's got it right. 1984 is crikey. It is still as fresh today as it was then. And the whole idea of the fake news, which Donald Trump gave to us, this revelation of fake news, that's what, that could have been an alternate title for 1984, fake news, because that's what Winston Smith, the hero, that's what he was doing in the Ministry of Truth, ironically named the Ministry of Truth. He was making fake news. That was his job, to take an accurate news story, take it, throw it in the memory hole, along with any accompanying pictures or documentation, and then rewrite the event and Photoshop, so to speak, a new picture, airbrush, a new picture to replace in the news coverage and in the archives, thereby changing history by making fake news. The novel tells the story of a man who works at the Ministry of Truth. We just mentioned Winston Smith, falsifying war news and promoting adoration of the mythical leader Big Brother. Blah blah blah. And Orwell's portrait of a government that manufactures its own facts, demands total obedience, and demonizes foreign enemies has enjoyed renewed attention of late. And his son said his father's lesson is timeless. Man has been doing this to himself now since he came out of the trees, said Blair, a retired engineer. Orwell, the pen name for Eric Arthur Blair, seemed to predict the government's mass surveillance programs and data mining in the age of Facebook and WikiLeaks. But his son has seen his father's profile jump every few years, surviving the end of the Cold War and thriving under the Trump administration. As the decades have gone by, says Richard Blair, world events tend to collide with 1984. And suddenly everyone wakes up and says, oh my goodness, this is a bit Orwellian, isn't it? And a lot of them rush and start buying 1984, realizing that fiction is imitating life, or maybe life is imitating fiction.
Well, the ultimate Orwellian fantasy is the day you and I wake up and 911 has been exposed for what really happened.
Yes, yes, that would be that would be a big one. A play opening today, an adaptation of George Orwell's 1984. And folks, if you don't have a copy or haven't read it, there's your assignment. Get one and read it. Very short, and maybe the most important book of the 20th century. It would be on the short list of the six most important books of the 20th century. We've got a caller here. Let me coordinate this and get Laura in Michigan with us. Laura, can you hear us?
Hi, James. Yes, I can. I'm going to give you guys the dumbest liberal comment I heard yesterday. You're going to love this. Okay, Donald Trump was in Iowa, right? What are the main crops in Iowa? Corn and wheat, right?
Yes.
This dumb liberal chick, she says,
corn and soybeans, but go ahead.
Yeah. I bet you the farmers are just begging Donald Trump to let immigrants come in to pick their crops. I guess they hadn't heard about combines and corn pickers.
Yes. Well, Iowa is, the different kinds of agriculture in the country. Iowa is like North Dakota, where the average size of a farm here in North Dakota is 1,100 acres. They're big. And it's typically one German-descended or Norwegian-descended family. Beautiful, beautiful farms in Iowa and here. A tremendous mechanization, beautiful tractors, my gosh. You know, Case and New Holland tractors made right here in America. Huge, wonderful tractors that the Chinese drool when they see these tractors, hoping they can reverse engineer them and copy them. They're just masterpieces of American ingenuity that, as you say, you know, they'll go along and pick 20 rows of corn. Do it all with one person in the cab with a satellite directing the tractor to the inch. Well, stay with us, Laura. We'll be right back right after this break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. We've got Laura in Michigan on the line. Laura, I'm going to read a few headlines I think you'll enjoy, and I invite your comment. We were talking about columnist, reporter Neil Monroe, working for Breitbart. I'm just using him as an example of what we have been hoping for. It's finally arrived with the Trump revolution. Breitbart becoming a source of truthful news, an antidote to 1984, an antidote to Big Brother. We covered tonight Neil Monroe's program on the OPT, Optional Practical Training Program, that steals 330,000 good American jobs from Americans and gives them to foreigners every year. Well, here's the, I'll just go back. Here's a list of his articles. He covers a New York Times op-ed, Deport Americans and Invite Migrants. These are the summaries of his articles. This is one he put out on June 18th. America belongs to immigrants because immigrants, this is what the New York Times wrote, because the nation, immigrants make the nation more powerful, says a former Wall Street Journal writer who is now working for the New York Times. A different kind of writer, not like Neil Monroe. Immigrants produce more babies, work harder, create more jobs, and have more ideas, claims this article in the New York Times. Okay. Then Neil Monroe writes 2 days earlier, Amnesty, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kelly spotlights the DACA legal problem, that's the Dreamers, as he ends DAPA. The administration's announcement ending the so-called DAPA amnesty, that helps the parents of the Dreamers, amnesty quietly cuts the legal legs off of the still operating DACA amnesty for younger illegals, despite left-wing claims that President Donald Trump has accepted Obama's 2012 quasi-amnesty. A very important story that Neil Monroe covered better than anybody else. The day before, another story. He's cranking out a story every day. President Department of Homeland Security John Kelly wipes out Obama's DAPA amnesty. President Donald Trump's deputies have formally killed off President Barack Obama's final attempt to create a national amnesty for roughly 4 million illegal aliens dubbed DAPA. But then on the same day, he writes another article. I won't cover that. This guy's got more than one article a day. Two days earlier on June 13th, he says, immigrant female genital mutilation in Chicago. No one talks about it. Immigrant parents are cutting the genitals of American girls in Democratic-run diverse Chicago, according to the Chicago Tribune. I don't really want to read into that article, but somebody's got to cover it. Then the day before, same day, Neil Monroe, politicians and the media boycott public concerns about immigration in the Georgia race, which Karen handily won. Oh my gosh, Laura, we're going to run out of time. We'll have to give you a rain check for more of your thoughts tomorrow night. We'll be back Friday night, folks, with more of the Trump phenomenon. See you then.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.